for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, July the 2nd, 2000. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Butch Taylor of Slaughter, Louisiana, is the minister of the morning.
Ministers try to get the people involved. If anybody ever been to a TV show where maybe they had where they were filming at the same time, they don't have somebody runs up there and tells you to come on and applaud. They got a sign that says applaud. Okay? And so what the narrator will do, if the people's not applauding, he'll do this. With his hands under the camera, taunting, it's time to applaud, amen? So if you hear a long applause, you might have just missed the time to say praise God. Uh-huh. If there's a long pause in a minister's message, you might just miss the chance to praise the Lord, amen? I know y'all are close to the Missouri, and I understand. Because, see, I was born in Alabama, but I got saved and delivered. And God sent me to Louisiana. Amen?
Amen.
Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. You know, y'all ever heard about Boudreaux and Thibodeau? I don't like to talk about Boudreaux and Thibodeau, especially when I have Brother Ronnie with me. Because we got a pastor friend back down south calls him Brother Boo.
Yeah.
But let me tell you about Boudreaux and Thibodeau. Oh, Boudreaux and Thibodeau, you know, they were from down on the bayou, yeah? And little Boudreaux called Thibodeau up on the telephone. He said, hey, Boudreaux. He said, man. He said, Tib. He said, well, they're going to have an auction this week, and I want to go get me a bull. It's a cattle auction. He said, man, can you carry me? Yeah. He said, no. He said, no, man, I can't go this week. No. He said, I got to take Mary somewhere. He said, but I told you what. He said, I know you want me to come pick up that bull, that you buy that bull in my pick-em-up truck, right? Yes. He said, well, I tell you what I do. He said, you go on to that auction, and he said, you buy that bull. And he says, and then you call me on the telephone. I bring my pick-em-up truck, and I carry your bull home. Is that all right? He said, oh, man, that'd be good, yeah. So Boudreaux went to the auction, bought him a bull, called Thibodeau. He went and asked the man. He says, man, he says, can I borrow your phone? He said, yeah. He said, but, you know, phones down here in Louisiana, he said, they're awful expensive. He said, it's going to cost you $10 to use that phone. He said, $10? He said, man, I spent everything I had on that bull. I don't have no $10, no. He said, is there any other way to communicate? He said, yeah. He said, we got the telegraph. He said, but that's just as expensive. He said, that's $1 a word. He said, oh, me. He said, man, I done spent all my money on the bull. He said, but you wait just one second. He said, you hold it 1 minute there. So he went out in his car, and he pulled out the back seat and went scrounging around and found $1. Came back in. He said, man, he said, I think I want to use that telephone, yeah. The telegraph, yeah. He said, man, he said, I told you it's $1 a word. He said, yeah, but that's all right. He said, well, what you going to put on that telegraph? He says, send comfortable. He said, comfortable? He said, yeah. He said, just send that word comfortable. He said, how is Tib going to know when he gets that telegraph with comfortable on it? He says, that you want him to come. He said, well, Tib didn't go to school no much. He didn't go there no much at all. And he said, he's going to read that telegraph like this, comfortable. You know, that's where the church is today. They're too comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
They get too comfortable, and all they want to do, you know, is they don't want to wait on God. They want God to microwave, and they want to do it right now.
That's
You know, oh, God, I want to be patient, but right now would be a better deal. You know, God, I want to wait for you. I got a prophecy this morning. You know, you don't have to give a prophecy if you don't have to. The Bible says that the prophecy is subject to the prophet. But I'm going to tell you what the prophecy was this morning. He says that there's some people in the service today is already getting wanting to bypass the praise and worship. And what they don't understand, he said, I have angels in the building at this time loading up the banquet table. And if we move to another place, there would be some things that you would miss that I am having my angels send to you to receive, that you can be changed and you can be filled and you can be delivered and you can be set free. So those that wait upon the Lord shall be filled. Amen. Hallelujah. This week when I was studying to come up here, and this message I want to preach to that God gave me to use is the first time I've ever preached it, you know, and so it might be some rough places in it. But you know what we say down there in Louisiana? We just need to let the rough end drag and the slick end slide. what I want to talk to is the last part of our life. And, you know, there's not too many people in here that I can see today that's in the last part of our life. But, you know, the Bible talks about the last part of our life. You know, what have you done the first half? Well, that's all no good anymore. I mean, that's behind us. It's the last half that's going to make the difference. Amen. It's the last half. It's where you are now and what you do with it. Do you know that, Sister Linda, there can be a lot of people can leave here this week and get a lot, but if they don't do nothing with it, God says that is sin. See, it's that last half that's important. Brother Glenn was making a joke earlier about I might preach right into Doc's time, but, you know, I was preaching in a revival up in Alabama, and a woman came in. She said, oh, that's Brother Taylor. He was here last year. She gets up, leaves, goes home, bakes a cake, puts the icing on it, comes back. I'm still preaching. But, you know, that was before I got wisdom. The church, let me tell you where the church is supposed to be. The church needs to hear the Word. And they get a Word in them. Do you know what's going to be the most exciting part of this camp meeting this week? Then. Because the Word's going to go forth. And the Word's going to set them free. I'm expecting more miracles to happen on the end because the Word is going to fill them up. And if you don't have that Word in you, you are not going to get delivered. If you don't have that Word in you, you're not going to get healed. If you don't have that Word in you, you won't have any direction and you're going to leave worse than what you came. But it's that Word, it's that Word, it's that Word. And if we don't get that Word, we've got too many people wanting to tell you what inning he hit a home run in yesterday and telling you, instead of telling you that Jesus is coming and he wants to see a church that is ready, that's ready to be perfected. Hallelujah. But it's that Word, it's that Word, it's that Word, it's that Word. People nowadays, they want a preacher that's got a lot of charisma. They want a preacher that knows a little bit about everything and not much about anything, but will be able to be noosed by the neck instead of tell you what the Word says. Do you know I stand in one of the most difficult positions today than any person can stand in? Because the Bible says in James, says those that teach the Word, if they don't teach it correctly, they're going to be judged more harshly. I feel sorry for preachers today because they're going to have a bunch of preachers who are going to end up in hell because they're not preaching what God has told them to preach. And they're not setting the people free. They're not teaching the people. Hallelujah. I'd like to see if you got this mic on yet? Brother Glenn don't realize I don't need a mic, I need a muffler. Hallelujah. Sister Linda, word of prophecy for you. I remember when the second trip you made to Europe, and you were taking people in, were getting ready to take the hospital equipment in, and I was disappointed that I didn't get to go.
And I prayed about it, and God says, you're going. And he said, tell Linda that she's going to go back to sea. And I'll be under you, says the Lord. And you thought, oh, that's behind me. No, that's your second half, says the Lord. That's your second half, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Whoa. I almost picked up that bottle of oil for my water. You'd see us slipping in the sliding preacher. Oh, Lord. I don't even think I'll even sit it by that oil. Amen. Well, glory. Sister Mildred, I tell you what, you preached so hard earlier, you broke my right guard down. I believe I'll just take my jacket off. Amen. She was preaching that word, wasn't she? Hallelujah. Glory. Turn to your neighbor and say, what are you going to do with the second half of your life?
I'm not going to have no half.
Well, after that, I might have done better by leaving my notes at the end. Hallelujah. Glory. Turn with me, if you would, in the Old Testament. That's in the front half of your Bible. The first half to Ezekiel. Oh, what page is it on? There it is, page 813. Glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God gave me an acrostic while I was studying the other day. And the acrostic was the word, word. And this is what the acrostic said. It says, the word orders God's river for deliverance. The word. You can ask God for it, but if you don't know the word, you can't order it. See, God is only going to answer what you know in the word. If you know, the Bible says in Isaiah 43, it says, you hold that word up to me, and you make that word a mirror to me, and you recall that word out to me, and I'll do what that word says. And if you don't know what that word says, you don't know what to ask for. I had an alcoholic. I've got a little old business in Baton Rouge, and I had an alcoholic come into the shop the other day. And he said, brother, pray for me. I said, right now. Whoa, 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 whoa. I said, right now. I don't stutter. Man, and I prayed for him right then, and he cried. And after I got through praying for him in my sign shop, and then he reached and grabbed me around the neck. But see, most people say they want you to pray for them, and they want it right now, but they think they're going to do it later. That's what Satan will do. He'll have you do it later. Amen. You look at this gray hair on my head, that's because I'm later than some of you. Listen, this is the last half of our life. I told y'all last night about being dyslexic. Do you realize that everybody has a form or a certain amount of dyslexia? Why, I say, hey, baby, come in here. They act like you can't. Oh, what you said? Come to supper. Come eat. Then they straighten up. I'm going to throw it to the dogs. They get up and go then. Hallelujah. Have I got y'all in Ezekiel yet? Chapter 47? Chapter 47. This is the second part of our life. While you're turning that, I want to say something. I noticed on the book table over there, they got War on the Saints. How many has ever read War on the Saints? The Unabridged. The Unabridged. That book was written about 95 or 98 years ago. Before its time. Took 5 years for the two men to write that book. And the book is laid dormant. Book's hard to find. I tell you, when you leave here today, if you don't have anything else to spend, that book ought to be gone, because that's where our life is supposed to be. That is the second half of our life. That's where the church is today. Hallelujah. But you know where the church is today? There too come for the bull. Y'all need to get that book. Not only get the book, you need to get it in your spirit.
Because that's where the church is. Jesus is coming back for a church that's going to be functioning just like the saints that's in that book over there. I didn't write it. I'm not that old. 95 years ago it was written to teach us today in the 21st century how to live. But let me tell you how Satan can use us even in a Bible study as we're in right now. Got y'all in Ezekiel chapter 47? All right, I'm reading out of the... I'll read this first. I'll read out of the King James. Now follow with me. Afterwards, he brought me to the door of the house, and behold, water issued out from under the threshold. Is everybody with me? Does everybody understand what I said? How many doesn't? Thank God. Thank God for the ones that doesn't. Because you had just been hoodwinked by a spirit called dyslexia, because that's not what the Bible said. That's what you thought it said. That's what you took time to see what it said. But the Bible said something else. Now let's look at the Word. It said afterward, he brought me, and the Word says again. See, God's going to bring us round again. He's going to do it again, and he's told us, but yet we overlook that. We'll let a little spirit come in and involve us in something else, and we'll forget what our issue is. We'll forget what we're supposed to do. Why? Because there's a spirit out there. Am I making any sense? I can sit down. He says, and behold, water issued out from under the threshold. When I was 18 years old, Colonel, I joined the military. Would you please, sir, stand and tell me what that word issue means? Hallelujah. Colonel, can I just tell you one of the things when I was in the military I always wanted to do? I always wanted to walk into a group of officers and how they used to come into our dorms and we'd stand up and we'd salute them. I've always wanted to walk into a group of officers and say, as you were. So, Colonel, I'm just going to tell you, as you were, sir. Carry on. Hallelujah. Carry on, the Colonel says. And he says, and again, unto the door of the house, and behold, the waters issued out from under the threshold of the house, eastward and frontward of the house stood forward and east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Let me read that out of the Amplified. It says, and then he brought me again to the door of the house of the Lord. The second part of our life, where the church is today, the water is flowing out from under the tabernacle door. Not just here. It's everywhere. This issue can be given and taken back to your church. This issue can be measured back in your own environment. Your issue can be carried back. Man, I got to get this tape to get this definition of issue. I didn't know it was that good, Colonel. I got to get it. Hallelujah. But he says, the threshold of the temple toward the east, and the waters came down from under in the right side of the temple and the south side of the altar. Verse 2, then he brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me along the outside to the outer gate and by the way of the east. And behold, waters were running out of the right side. Hallelujah. Do you realize that God's Spirit is wanting to run out of the churches today, but he ain't got nobody to carry it out? It's ready to move out of this church today and move out of our lives today, but nobody will carry it out. And God says, this is the second part of our life. I'm giving you one more chance to get it out. Get it out. Get it out.
Yes,
hold your thought right there. Hold that right there. I want to go to Revelation 22 real quick. In Revelation 22 and verse 1, he says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding up of the throne of God of the Lamb, that it might be the of the strength of it. On either side, the river was there. The tree of life would bear 12 manners of fruit, yielding their fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Anytime you see that word, nations, in the Bible, you need to underline it and put family. The healing is for the family. Hallelujah. Our families need to be healed. Our churches need to be healed. Our nation needs to be healed. We need a healing to come forth. Hallelujah.
I got to get a certain amount of applause before I'll ever quit. Y'all ain't got me started yet. Hallelujah. You can tell them Cajuns they're hungry. Glory. Well, what's happening? See, something's fixing to happen, and the church needs to see. The church needs to see. I want to get back here in verse 3, and he said, and when the man went on the east side and measured the line in his hand and measured 1,000 cubits, he caused it to pass through the waters, and the waters were then ankle deep. Everybody say ankle deep.
Ankle deep.
Say, what's that mean? What's that mean? That means that the anointing is just starting to get to flowing. Amen. That means the anointing is just for your area that you live in right there, ankle deep. See, there's an anointing that's going to come forth, and God wants to see it go out. Hallelujah. This signifies that Jerusalem was just starting to see an anointing around there. We ought to have guards. We ought to have people at the door fighting people off. No, you can't come in. The fire marshal says there's so many seats that can be taken because there's an anointing, and the anointing is ankle deep in there, and something's going to happen. And they say, I want in, I want in, I want in. Oh, let's tear the roof off and let's get in. Jesus allowed them to do it. Brother Glenn won't. Amen. But see what's happening. Do you know what we're hearing about today? We're hearing about revival. We're hearing about revivals. Revival, this revival is only ankle deep. It's only ankle deep. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a kid and he's going swimming and he rolls his towel up and puts his towel under his arm and they say, where are you going? Oh, I'm going swimming. He comes back home with his towel all rolled up. Where you going? Where you been? I've been swimming. Never got wet. And that's where the church is. Where you going? Oh, I got an anointing. What you going to do? And that's God's question to you. When God gives you the anointing that you're asking for, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with it? Let me tell you. What are we going to be judged on, the church, when Jesus comes back? On our potent, where the word we get potential. It's your potential. What can you do with what you want to do? Oh, if I had me 15 trailer trucks, I'd go out as an evangelist. But I won't go out on a bicycle. I've had missionaries come to our church and say, oh, Brother Butch, I want to go to China. And I want to win souls in China. I said, do you speak Chinese? No, but I'll learn when I get there. I said, well, great. That's good. That's your potential. Well, how many souls have you won here in Slaughter, Louisiana? Well, you know, I'm not called to Slaughter. You're called to your home place, Jerusalem, Judea, and then the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. See, it's that potential. It's that potential. It's that potential. It's that potential. Glory. See, this water rises implies that what Spirit was being poured out. See, it's going to be poured out. It's going to be poured out. I'm going to pour this Spirit out on my apostles. I'm going to pour it out on my disciples. It's coming. That Holy Ghost. They might carry that gospel at the time this word was spoken. Jody Osteen had cancer. Doctor said she was going to die. Doesn't give her last rites. Well, that's not a good word for Christian believing people, rights is given in the Catholic Church, but he's given her, this is it, curtains, you know, 2 more weeks. John Osteen gets him a tape player and carries it and puts it in her room.
and 24 hours a day starts pumping into our system healing scriptures, healing scriptures, healing scriptures, healing scriptures, healing scriptures. Getting that word, 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 getting that word. What'd it do? The word healed her. The word healed her, 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 the word healed her. It's a word. Do I expect many miracles this afternoon? I expect a few. But I really expect them at the end of the week. Why? When that word goes forth. Hey, I can use that. I can do that. I can believe that. I can be an overcomer. I can win. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, man, this is good, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. And you'll go home and you'll say, I got healed at Lake Hamilton. In the Bible campground. Got delivered. Got set free. Amen. This is going to take some faith. What I was prophesying last night, Brother Glenn, was that how I see that there's going to be times where there's going to be faith seminars are going to be here. There's going to be word seminars here. There's going to be prophetic seminars here. There's going to be teaching people to prophesy. You know you can teach somebody to prophesy.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You believe that?
Yeah.
Well, they have a school of the prophets. Yeah. I've gone to prophet school. I teach people to prophesy. I'm seriously asking a question now. Is anybody here that's never prophesied wants to prophesy? It's a gift. I want all of you to come from the front row. Come sit on the front row. Amen. Hallelujah. See, if you're going to get warm, you got to get by the fire. Amen. You got to get by the fire. You can sit over here. Hallelujah. You don't want to learn to prophesy?
No, I don't.
Hallelujah. Come on. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't know where you're going, but you seem to be changing courses. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to be in the center of you and just allow us to be ushered in by you. Holy Ghost, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Ronnie, remember when we was up in Alabama? Remember how the Spirit just changed there? I can feel a Spirit changing. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me finish reading this Ezekiel. Let's go to chapter, verse 5. And afterwards he measured the thousand. He measured a thousand, and the river I couldn't pass through it. And the waters had risen. Waters to swim in. Waters to swim in. Waters to swim in. Too much water, you can't even swim in it. See, the waters came from the knees. What you going to do with it? The waters came to the ankles. What you going to do with it? See? And then there's too much water to swim in. How many has ever seen the Mississippi River? How many has ever swam across it? You have? Me and you's the only one? You know, it's against the law to swim Mississippi River now. When I was a young kid, I swam the river. 2 miles downstream, I got on the other side. Too much water to swim. Many people have died just playing in that river. They got another river. It's called Fox River, which is a tributary off the old tributary off the Mississippi River. I swam that, but I don't do stupid things like that anymore. It takes the stupid to confine the wise. But see, this. What's happening is fixing to come out of the temple is just so much anointing. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. We're going on. And God's going to start putting it on you and you and you and you and you and you and you. Hallelujah. Glory. It's time to change the guard. And God's saying it's time to get you to get ready because you're going to be my next soldier that steps forward, saith the God. He said, I'm going to initiate you and all the gifts. He said, you'll be a spokesman, you'll be a prophet of God, and you'll go forth and you'll minister my word, saith God. And you'll be called on. You'll see many nations and you'll see many countries, saith God. And you'll wear out many passports. He says, but you're my next man that I'll use, saith God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Glory. Too much water to swim in. too much water to swim in. Verse 6, and he said, Son of man, have you seen this? And then he led me, caused me to return to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and on the other side. What does that mean? He said there was a... When he returned, that meant he had been there before, right? But so he said, now there was a lot of trees on this side, where before there wasn't any trees on the other side. And that's where the church is today. We see a lot of trees on our side, but we look out across the riverbank and we don't see anybody that wants the gospel. But God says, my anointing is getting ready to flow out of the temple. And my anointing is getting ready to flow out. And you're going to be able to cross those rivers and you're going to be able to set the trees alive. Hallelujah. He said, it's coming. Hallelujah. It's coming. Hallelujah. Glory. I feel the rain. Oh, I feel the rain. Hallelujah. I feel the rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a little grandson, 2 years old. We've been in a drought in Louisiana. It's only rained in 2 years. Never seen the rain. And so we started having the rain coming down. And my daughter would take my little grandson out and say, rain. He'd say, look up and say, rain, rain. Never seen it before, kind of like over in Genesis when they didn't know what rain was. My wife said she went over the other day and it was raining, pouring down rain, and he ran out on the porch and started taking off his shirt. She said, where are you going? I'm going to play in the rain. Hallelujah. I feel the rain. Amen. I feel that anointing. Something's fixing to happen. Hallelujah. Something's fixing to happen. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, my son, you've come to the point, but now word of knowledge will work fluently through you. Word of knowledge and understanding, he says, because I have brought you. And you know understanding and you know knowledge. And he says, now the gift is being released in you. But you're the ones that have to step forward. You're the one that have to open their mouth, says the Lord. He says, because I have put that burning fire up on thy tongue, saith the Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Verse 8, and he said, the waters poured out toward the eastern region and down into Abba-Baha. If that ain't right, you go there, come back and tell me how to say it. And the Jordan Valley, and on to the Dead Sea. And when they shall enter into the sea of purity waters, the water shall be healed and made fresh.
Glory.
Hallelujah. They got some stagnated water out there. They've got streams in Louisiana. On our license plate, we used to have on there, Sportsman's Paradise. And they got streams in Louisiana that you can't even swim in today because they're polluted. And God says, this water is going to go in, and it's going to purify polluted water. Polluted water. I'm going to tell you something else, what this word's going to do. This word's going to go in, and it's going to go into some stagnated churches.
Hallelujah.
And the word is going to purify stagnated churches that you guys, hello, I said you guys, somebody say he's talking about me. 15 of you said it. I'm going to stand here until I hear 82 say it.
Hallelujah.
Who are we talking about?
Me.
Yeah, about that. Stand up, brother. I see a teaching spirit that has really never been indoctrinated and never really been used. And what I see it as a lightning or as electricity. You know what? You don't have to get shocked to be explain electricity. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to go stick your finger in that light socket over there and get a shock to be able to explain it. You know it's there. And God says, I'm going to start using you as a teacher. He says, because you've already been shocked, saith the Lord. You've already been shook, saith the Lord. And you've already been held on so long, and you thought you was going to die by the voltage that you were receiving, saith the Lord. He says, but I knew when to turn the power off. And he says, but now I'm turning the power back on, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Verse 9, he says, and when the double river shall go, every living creature which swam shall live, and then shall be very great number of fish, because these waters go there, and the waters of the sea may be healed and made fresh, and everything shall live where the river goes. Hallelujah. Everything may live where the river goes. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. About 4 months ago, Rodney Howard Brown was in New Orleans, and Rodney and I went down and saw him. And you know, Rodney Howard Brown, he's a little strange, a little peculiar. We ought to be more like him, you know. And the name of his church is The River. And the first time I ever seen, anybody ever seen Billy Bass?
Yeah.
Billy Bass. First, you got one? Yeah. Hallelujah. Billy Bass, I wanted a Billy Bass, but Billy Bass is a fish, a bass on a plaque, and it looks like a real fish, and you turn it on, it starts singing a song, and first his tail starts wiggling. And then his head turns around and says, take me to the river. Take me to the river, because everything that gets in that river is going to live. Hallelujah. Everything that gets in that river is going to have life. Hallelujah. Glory. And the Spirit saying, take me to the river. Take me to the river. Take me to the river. Glory. And in that tail shape, I want to go to the river. I want to get in that flow. Amen? Everything. Don't worry. Don't worry. Be happy. Glory. I like Ronnie's name of his message he preached last night. The anointing.
Anointing.
Am I annoying you? Well, I hope I'm anointing you. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But if you want to get anointed, get in the Word.
Yes.
That Word will bring an anointing. All people worry about their anointing. You don't have to worry about your anointing. Your anointing will make a way for you. Hallelujah. You don't have to go knock on doors. I didn't call Brother Glenn and say, Brother Glenn, can I come up here and preach? He called. He says, why aren't you coming back? Your anointing will make a way for you. How? Take me to the river. Get me in the flow.
Yes.
I feel the rain.
Yes.
I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Hallelujah. Glory. She's getting rain on her.
Hallelujah.
Anybody got an umbrella? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me. Turn with me to Job. I remember when I first got saved, they said, turn to me to Job. I said, where is Job? I found a job in the Bible, but I didn't find Job in the Bible.
Got a job.
Glory. Where did I tell y'all to go?
Just Job.
Glory. Job, chapter 14. Job, chapter 14. Listen to what it says in I'll read verse 8 first. It says, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water. Yet through the scent of water. You know what I wanted to sing this morning when they said it rained on me? I wanted to sing, I smell the rain. Ooh, you ever smelt the rain before?
Yeah.
I mean, the rain, you know what? Something fresh is coming in. I smell the rain. I smell the rain. Can you feel it, sister? Can you smell that rain? Oh, yeah? Smell that anointing? Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Have you ever thought about how God measures your praise and worship? With His nostrils.
That's right.
The Bible says
that he takes his nostrils every morning over your face where your praise and worship is going, and he smells the anointing or the aroma off of what you've done. Amen? Glory. But listen to what he says here. He says, we smell the rain. The scent of the water, it will bud and bring forth like a plant. Drop down to 13. He says, oh, that thou would hide me in thy grave, that thou would keepest me secret until thou would be past, thou would appoint me a second time. And remember, verse 14, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. He says, thou shalt call and I will answer, and thou wilt have a desire to work of thy hands. For now thou knowest my steps. You know God's steps. You know God's steps. See, there's some effects. There's some effects that God wants us to see. You know what's wrong with us? We're like tomato plants. We got too many suckers on us. We got too many suckers on us. I went over to my hair. It was a woman, a barber. I don't know what you call her. Huh? Hairstylist, right. I went and got my hairstyle how I look. But anyway, my hairstylist outside her shop there, she planted some tomatoes. And she just happens to go to our church. And so she planted these tomatoes, and she had the prettiest bushes you ever seen. About 6 feet tall. 6 feet tall and not a tomato on them. I said, you know what? You ain't pulled any suckers off. She said, what? I said, you got to get them suckers off or you'll never get fruit.
That's right.
You got to get suckers off of you or you'll never get fruit.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Amen.
I believe about 6 months of teaching them, I could get them to understand the word. Amen? You got to get some suckers off. Amen? So I just went out there, and she had four plants right there on the end, had a row as far as here, that wall back there. And I broke off a bunch of suckers and forgot about it. Went in, got my hair cut. I come back 2 weeks later, and she had tomatoes like you wouldn't believe. Only on the plants I broke off the suckers. What do the other plants do? They're still getting all the nitrogen, all the fertilizer, still growing and making beautiful bushes. And see, that's the way a lot of Christians are. We're beautiful bushes, but we got a bunch of suckers. No fruit, no fruit, no fruit. And somebody bite into it, you taste like a persimmon, green. And you say, oh, this is the second half of my life, but you're going to need anointing to go through it. You're going to need anointing to go through it. Hallelujah. When I was in Bible school, they told us we preach too long. What we need to do is preach one third of the time, and two thirds of the time we need to minister to people. So if you ain't got what I said by now, you ain't going to get it.
Right.
Amen? Do I have any English teachers in here? Are you? Well, you can tutor me later. Why? Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe she can help me diagram. The only thing I've really been worrying about lately is my diaphragm. Yeah, Bishop. Hallelujah. See, God is going to hold us accountable for what He has put into us. You eat a peach and you get a seed. And what do? When you look at that seed? You look at that seed and you said, oh, that was a good peach. Good peach. God don't look at that seed like that. You know what God looks at? God looks at that seed and He says, I see a tree. And then He says, I'm looking in the spirit, see? And He says, now I don't only see a tree, I see fruit. And He says, now I see fruit with seeds and I see trees with fruits. Am I still doing all right? Is fruits all right to say? What is the plural of fruits? More fruits? Fruits, I got it. So now we got the plural of fruits is fruits.
And so now we see the seeds and we see the plurality of seeds is more trees. Hallelujah. More trees that can leave Arkansas and go into Georgia and Louisiana and the uttermost parts of the earth. And what's happening? They're starting to produce. Hallelujah. 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 And now what's happening to the church? They're getting some good fruits out. They're getting some good seeds out. And now the church is becoming sweet.
Come on now.
Sweet. Sweet. Are y'all with me? A sweet church. Somebody last night was I think it was Doc this morning. He was praying for me. Have a sweet word. I want a salty word. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a sweet word. Minister to somebody. Is any of y'all old enough not to know what an air conditioner was? Not. I mean, when you knew what screen windows were. Amen. I like them screen window days, but I do love my air conditioning. Sure hope my air conditioning is still running in Baton Rouge. But I remember when we were children, and those were the days when you ever went and borrowed a cup of sugar? You know, or went and borrowed a cup of milk. You don't borrow a cup of milk or a cup of flour anymore since we got air conditioners, do you? Think about it. You don't do it anymore. But we used to holler across the street, "Hey, Mildred, you got to have a cup of flour. Come on over, baby." She'd already have it there when I got there. Amen. Ready for me. But see, what happened during those days, we were more neighborly.
That's right.
We were more neighborly.
Yeah.
And as being more neighborly, Mama would bake an apple pie.
Yeah.
And she'd take that apple pie and she would set it in the window. And that aroma would start going out through the neighbors. And my little buddies would say, "Let's go play at Butch's house. Let's go see what's happening over at Miss Taylor's house." And do you know what? My mama did not have to step out on the porch and say, "Do you want some apple pie?" I mean, she'd see little boys out there licking their tongue saying, "Oh, Miss Taylor, when can we have some of your apple pie?" See, if the church will come sweet and have a good smelling odor like the rain when it comes, people will come to us instead of us having to go to them. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Verse 10. The fisherman shall stand on the bank of the Dead Sea, from Egypt even to En-Gedi-Laam, verse 10, and shall be placed to spread nets. Their fish will be of very many kind, as the nets of the great and of the Mediterranean Sea. Boy, I got a sermon called The Fish Net. You know why the church is not catching fish today? Because they don't know how to enter net. You know what it takes to make a net? It takes a lot of string. You take a string and you tie it together. "Oh, I don't want to be tied with that brother. He's a Baptist. And I just want to have nothing to do with him. Oh, they're Methodists. I don't have nothing to do with them. They speak..." Glory. Glory. See, they don't want to get tied together. So we're not catching fish. We're not catching fish. And you know what? Those that clean the fish, you know why they fall? I get off in the message and preach this and this. I might even preach it. I don't know. But you know why those preachers fall? They never clean their nets. You see preachers falling all the time. Next time somebody say, "Why did that preacher fall?" He didn't clean his net. See, he was always going out and cleaning and fishing and doing everything else, but never cleaning his net, never taking care of his own life. Never getting them suckers off of him. I'm going to tell you something. You have a deliverance, you better do a house cleaning. You better do a house cleaning. You better root them out. The Bible says don't bring an abomination into your house. A
really believe that scripture means if it, when it comes in, get it out of them and then get it out to you. But we'll play with them things. Jesus wants to set the saints free. Amen?
Amen.
This is what he says here. But see, there's a lot of fish. A lot of fish pull up on that bank. I was really blessed 2 weeks ago. Well, Ronnie, you went down there. Yeah, you worked with me that day. We went down to Captain D's. And but I went back in there, and the young lady that her husband owns that, well, she's just got out of a Presbyterian church and started going to a big Baptist church in Baton Rouge. And, boy, I mean, she's on fire. Thank God. She's on fire. Then most of the time you just see the Pentecostals or the Charismatics, they're on fire. But she's on fire. And, boy, I was over there talking to her, and I said, boy, this is exciting. I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm on a visitation team. I said, where are you going? And she started telling me the areas of town you're going. I said, you are. I said, you know, it's pretty bad over there. She said, my pastor has just come to this church, and he wants to have the largest black church in the Southern Baptist Convention. And that church is growing. You know why? Because there's been too many times we pull the net and say, I don't want this one, and I don't want that one. And I don't want this one, and I don't want that one. And we get them saved, and yet, but we won't clean them. You ever had somebody call you up and says, I went fishing today. Or you go fishing, you call somebody up and say, I went fishing today. You want some fish? You know what the next question is? Are they clean? Are they clean? They're naughty mud cats. But see, the church don't want to clean up what they got. There's a church in Baton Rouge. You wouldn't know them if I called the name. But you know what? They have got a slogan. If there's a problem, get rid of it. So if a person comes in with a problem, and they just say, well, leave the church. They don't want to clean it. But they want the fish that's already clean. Isn't this something? They don't want to clean them themselves. Oh, glory. Where'd I go? Verse 11. But its swamps and marshes become wholesome for animal life. They shall be left encrusted with salt and even over to it. Talking about ponds, pools. What do you think about when you think of a pool? Still water. Stagnant. I think of cesspool. Cesspool. Stagnated water. You want a drink? I'll believe. Don't think so. Think I'll wait and get home. In the little town we live in, we got some of the best water there is. As people come to the church and they take water home just to drink, make their coffee with. Because it's good, fresh, clean water. Come from a deep, deep well. A well that's springing up live. Because the water issued out from under the sanctuary. Because the waters are being issued out from under the sanctuary. You know what it says in Revelation? That God is getting ready to pour a flood out of the church. Out of the church. Every time I think about that scripture. Being a preacher, usually the last one to leave, and my chores is go turn all the lights out. Now, pastor, I mean, turn all the lights out, lock all the doors, and go check all the bathrooms and make sure, and shaking the handles, make sure they ain't got no toilets running. One day I left early, and I came back Monday, and I came to the back door, and I seen water issuing out the back door. Had a toilet running over. That's not what God's talking about. God's talking about His anointing to go out. Get that word, that word, that word, that word, that word. Hallelujah. Sister Ruth, come up, please. Me and you are going to minister together, okay?
Amen.
All right. Look out there and just pick out somebody that you just want to, we're going to speak to.
That gentleman right there.
Okay, ask him to come forward. Yeah, come up here, please.
Hallelujah. Good. Let's hold hands. We're going to pray. Hold her hand. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you that your anointing is flowing out of the door. Thank you, Father, that you're doing something in a new and a wonderful way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Brother, I talked a little bit earlier to you this morning. Not a lot, but I see God's fixing to do a change in your ministry. I see that he's fixing to add some extra ministry, and I see that it's going to be a change. It's going to be a new route, a new way to go. And I see that he's going to start using you in a new way of explaining his word and using his word and with an anointing to come upon you to start teaching the word in a different way that you've never taught it before. I see that there's going to be even your pastor's going to agree with you. I even see that there's going to be times that you're going to start having little meetings in homes and home meetings, and the word's going to come forth. You might have already got a little sprinkle of it, but the rain's coming. Okay. It had some resistance. Well, close your eyes. Take a big sniff. Close your eyes. What do you smell? Smell the rain. See, there's raining on you. Okay. Hallelujah.
What I'm supposed to be doing now.
Okay.
That's the problem.
You'll find out this week. You'll find out this week.
Good.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Can I share that
sure,
with you?
Sure.
I just want to say that sitting up here so close to this precious man, the Lord delivers me often by yawning. And I've been being delivered. I've been delivered many times, but you know the Lord says, you have been, you are going to be, and you will be. But I just want to say, sitting this close, under this anointing, I am praising God because I have been delivered of many things. He didn't tell me what, but I've been so quickened lately that we have just touched the tip of the iceberg. And there's so many more things the Lord wants to do. And I have a sense that those many more things that were hidden and that he didn't necessarily want me to have to see, but he was delivering me from
Amen.
Them.
That's good.
And I just want to thank
bless
you
God.
For the anointing
Amen.
That you have given us today.
Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. I want you two guys to come up here. Hallelujah. Ronnie, you got an anointing. I want you to stand on one side of one of these guys. You got an anointing to prophesy. Brother, let's look out there and don't get nobody you know. I mean, that's easy, you know. You can put somebody you know, you can tell us the street address. Pick somebody out.
Somewhere back here with a tie.
Back there with a tie? With a green coat? Striped?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. Sir, would you come up? Well, I was going to do something, but I'm not this time. Whoever he picked out, I was going to let him prophesy to, but I'm not. Come stand over here. Pick out one.
Lady right there in the green.
Okay.
Or the guy next to him.
Probably, or he's probably calling you up as a family. Both of you come. Run. Pray with him and them, and then you minister to him. And then, why don't you see if he's got an extra? Well, I'll give you my mic when it's time, okay? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for your spirit. Father, we feel it's moved from ankle up to the knee. And, Father, we thank you that we're able to get in. And you're going to minister right now in a special way in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Sir, I really don't know you. First time I've ever seen you. I don't know how often you've been coming to the camp. I don't know if this is the first or second, or is it
fourth
or fifth? Okay, but what I actually see, I see a real large giant step. I see like you're taking a step from a ship up on a high dock. And what you've done is you're getting out of a ship that's carried you through some rough waters. And you didn't even think that you'd make it to the bank. And then when you got into the peaceful waters and the smooth flowing waters, you said, oh, this is great. Now I'm just going to go ahead and stay here. But the Lord says, no, we're landing. I'm going to elevate you because the experience that you've had from the past, I'm going to use in the future. Will be used in your second half of where you are. He says there'll even going to be a geographical change. And I have a geological reason for your geographical change, saith the Lord. And he says, well, if you'll allow me, I'll allow you, saith God. What you feel, brother?
The Lord will call you, O thou mighty man of valor. Not Gideon. God calls Gideon, O thou mighty man of valor. But Gideon didn't know that he was a mighty man of valor. It's like you. You don't know you're a mighty man of valor. Study that and learn me like Gideon.
Amen.
You are truly in the Lord's eyes a mighty man of valor.
Amen. Does that witness to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Hallelujah. You know, there's something when you pray with somebody, let's just seal these words in him. Father, we take these words of prophecy to go forth. Go into my brother's spirit. Father, nothing that he's going to have to do on his own, because, Father, they're your words, and your words will guide, your words will lead, your words will be peace and a comfort and a light to his feet. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
It's on, Brother Glenn?
Yeah, it's on.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray.
Y'all hold hands.
Father, I thank you for my brother and I thank you for my sister. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. And Father, what you're going to do and that which you've already said to them. Father, I thank you that you have called these people as a couple. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in his life and her life. In Jesus' name. I saw the Lord say when you were walking up here just a few moments ago, this is not geographical. This is spiritual. The Lord says he's putting you in a place of transition. There's going to be some redirecting and regrouping of things. Even some things that you have set on the shelf in the past and said, well, I don't know if I'm ready for this and if God wants me to do this. God says, son, I'm going to cause you to go and pull those things up and look at them again. And he says, I'm going to speak some new things to you in a fresh, because I'm going to put a fresh anointing on you, and I'm going to bring a fresh understanding to that which I'm saying to you and to your wife, and because I've called you as a team. I didn't call you to be separate, but you're going to speak as one voice and not two voices. And the Lord says, I'm bringing you in this place and so that I might take you to another level, because there are greater heights and greater things that I've desired for you, and I, the Lord, have spoken them to you, and I shall bring them to pass, saith the Lord.
Just saw lots of love between these two and in this family. And I thought, maybe even the Lord is indicating to me that there's going to be children here. I don't know if you have any children. The Lord will use you to raise children that maybe even aren't yours, but
good.
That kind of thing. Lots of love in this family, and
hallelujah.
Going to be used of God.
Amen. Is that true? Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, let's pray.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for this young man. Thank you for your anointing and your calling from our lives. Thank you that you take these words, seal them in their heart and in their heart,
yes,
and cause them to grow. Father, we thank you for the victory that is going to bring in balance. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to ask somebody, I just want to ask the church that's here now, how many felt the waters that's been coming through the church since we've been here the last couple of days? Felt the anointing? Amen. It's only to our ankles. Only to our ankles. Maybe tonight I'll get to our calves. Maybe tonight I'll get to our calves. Colonel, last night when Ronnie was praying for you, I asked him to pray for your calves. Of your legs. The Bible says, oh, how beautiful are the feet of those that carry the gospel. And Ronnie was prophesying some things to you, but the reason the Lord showed me to pray for your calves is because your calves won't hurt you and won't cramp up on you on level ground. He says, but I'm fixing to take you into some treacherous areas. I'm fixing to start carrying you over some mountain terrain, saith the Lord. And it's going to be hard coming down as it was going up. Most of the time it's a comfort to go down, Colonel. But he says it's going to be hard going down, saith the Lord. It's going to be a fight, but you're going to do it. He says, I know the orders I have given to you, saith the Lord. And I know the issue that you'll take it, saith the Lord. And he says, and you will be promoted, saith the Lord. You will be promoted. We will move you to another rank, saith the Lord. But I pray for your calves today. Father, I pray for spiritual calves. And I really pray for physical calves, Father, for the move that you're fixing to take him. Father, keep him firm, keep him sound. And Father, keep him as those chosen of Gideon. Father, with one hand on the weapon being the Word of God, and the other on the enemy, to do the task that you called him to do. Father, I thank you that provisions are laying before him, and they're tuned, and they're keen, and they're ready to be used, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Sister, did you come up to learn to prophesy? Or was you sitting there?
I want to.
She answers the question.
You asked me too soon, so. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want everything. I want to prophesy.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Come stand beside me. Hallelujah. She's like that woman going down the road and driving. She put her hand out like that and drew it in, put her hand out like that, and put it in, then put her hand out like that and pulled it in. Y'all heard about it? Cop pulled her over. He said, ma'am, he said, I know what you want to do when you put your hand out like that. He said, you want to turn right. And he said, then I know what you want to do when you put your hand out like that. You want to turn left, but I don't know what you did when you did like that. She said, well, first I was going to turn right, and then I was going to turn left. Then I changed my mind. I just erased it. Hallelujah. To be able to prophesy, you're going to have to take some criticism. You ready? People will talk about you. People will say that, huh? You're a good candidate. People will laugh about you. People will call you up and ask you all kind of questions, and you don't have to answer them. Tell them to get in the Word, okay? Study the Word. See, it's all in the Word. If they're not in the Word, they're not going to get a word from God anyway. Amen? You know, there's a lot of times I'll go to a prophetic seminar, and I don't even want to be prophesied to. You know why? Because I hadn't fulfilled what I've already been called to do. Don't give me no more until I finish what I've got. Amen? You know? And so there's an understanding, and there's a teaching. But see, you're not called to have a word of prophecy. You're called to be a prophetess, says God. Now, you need some teaching. Did I hear you say you lived in Florida?
South Carolina.
Well, but you need some teaching. You need some understanding. And back on that bookshelf by Dr. Hammond, there's three books that I noticed back there. It's some of the best books. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's down in Florida. But he's got some of the best teachings on it. But God says, you are my prophetess, saith God. And he says, if you'll open your mouth, I'll fill it. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Now, let's you and I just pray.
Let me take, I don't want to be a prophet more than I want words of knowledge. I want everything. I mean, it's not my heart's desire just to be a, you know, no, I don't want that more.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. God's not saying that. You know, it's like a you got a car, you're going down the road, you know. You all you need is four tires. Are you going to stop and fill out the spare? See, God says you need a spare too. This is just one of those things, because you can go down the road, you can use your radio, you can use your air conditioning, you can use your heater or whatever, or your tape player. But don't fill out the tire. He says, this is just one of those gifts that I want you to flow in. I want you to flow in all of them, saith God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for a word of knowledge to come into my sister. I thank you for a word of prophecy to come forth, giving you the praise and glory for what you're doing in her life right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. See, the Bible says the word is already in the prophet. See, the word's already there. All you've got to do is just be called forth. Now, I want you just to point somebody that you don't know. We're not going to call them out because I'm fixing to turn it back over to Brother Glenn. Just somebody.
The lady in pink.
Okay. I got a witness on that. Let's just pray for her right where she stands. And just let's just pray. Father, I just ask you to just minister through my sister and to my sisters. That, Father, they be ministered to in a special way, giving you the praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Father, we just loose faith into my sister right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you don't have to have a big, long word, but just whatever you feel in your spirit. And
I just feel like she's closed up some and that God wants to put boldness
you're right on. So
and blossomer.
Amen. That's it. That's good. Hallelujah. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
Glory. You're doing good. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Spirit's flowing. Stay as long as you can stay at these meetings.
Amen.
Stay around the altar. Get free, get set free, and be ministered to. Is there anybody here that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Every head bowed, nobody looking around, every eye closed. Anybody here that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You might be in a backslidden condition. If you just lift your hand, I want to pray for you where you sit. You might be in a backslidden condition and really not even know where you are spiritually, but you're going through a lot of turmoil. If that's you, I just want to pray for you right where you sit. Okay? Hallelujah. Yes? Yes? You can put your hand down. Father, you saw those hands that was raised. And I'm not going to take more time from the church, but I'm going to make myself available to speak to these people later. Father, just to minister to them, to pray with them, Father, that Jesus be Lord over every situation in their life. Father, we thank you for the anointing that is in this building today. Father, we thank you for a greater anointing to follow. We thank you for a greater after that, Father. Father, we thank you that anointing is going to the knees. And it'll be measured so deep that we will not be able to swim in it. Father, let every one of us come to the river. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Brother Glenn?
Bless the food if you're
through. Bless the food if I'm through. Amen. Well, I'm late, but I know how to bless the food. Father, everything you made it good, and we thank you for the food in Jesus' name.
The time is coming. Coming soon, maybe evening, morning, or at noon. There's a wedding of the bride, united with the groom. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King, we shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power, the heaven's blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. Are you ready, should the Savior call today, call today? Would Jesus say, well done, or go away? My home is for the pure, the vow can never stay. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. He's coming in power. My hell, the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. Oh, my brother, are you ready? for the call, for the call. We're gonna crown our Savior King and Lord of all. Oh, the kingdoms of this world shall soon before Him fall. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power. We'll help us at that hour. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. Well, He's coming in power. We shall see the King when He comes. Yes, Lord. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. Well, He's coming in power of a hell, the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. He's coming in power. Behold the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes. Well, we shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. There's a blessed time that's coming, coming soon, coming soon. It may be evening, morning, or at noon. There's a wedding of the bride, united with the groom. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. Well, He's coming in power. Well, hell, the blessed hour. We shall see the King when He comes.
Hallelujah. Looking for that day, however you've got it figured out. Amen. We're going to see Him. Amen. Scripture says that we're going to see Him. Amen. Every eye is going to look on Him and see Him who they've pierced, the Scripture says. Hallelujah. I'm looking for that day. Amen. It's not that far off in the future. Amen. It's close at hand. Praise the Lord. And like I said, you can figure it out however you want to. I've got my way. You've got your way. But I tell you this, we're going to see Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to see Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's sing it again, brother.
We shall see the King.
Beg your pardon? That's right. Amen.
Amen. There's a blessed time that's coming. Coming soon. Coming soon. It may be evening, morning, or at noon. There's a wedding of the bride, united with the groom. We shall see the King when He comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when He comes. Should the Savior call today, call today. With Jesus, say, well done or go away. My home is for the pure, the vow can never stay. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. Well, he's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. Oh, my brother, are you ready for the call, for the call? We're gonna crown our Savior, King and Lord of all. Kingdoms of this world shall soon before him fall. We shall see the King when he comes. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. We shall see the King when he comes. Well, he's coming in power. We'll hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.